So we talked about how you become an agent. A bigger question is, why would you want to become an agent?
Well, that's a really good question, because I think you'll find the answer varies from person to person you talk to on the job. There is, I think, a certain allure to the protection side of things, where you'll see the president on TV and the men and women in the dark blue suits and red striped ties that are running next to the limo. But that's only a small percentage of what we do. More of our work is investigative. So I think that it's the job has a certain mystique, which is interesting to some people. I think if you start looking around at jobs, if you do a serious study of where you want to work, and you start talking to the people that are on those various jobs, the people that work with the various agencies, I think you'll find that our reputation is that we have a very good group of people. And I think that most of the people are attracted to that. That initially they might say, well, they were attracted to the job, but then when it really came down to it, they were attracted to the people on the job. That it was, I hate to use the word family because that seems so phony, that it's the Secret Service family. But there is something to be said for that. It is a fairly tight group of people that they get along well on and off the job with each other. And I think that's probably the main attraction for most people.
Uh-huh. Well, why did you join?
I was in law school when I was looking for job opportunities. What was I going to do when I got out of school? And I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I found the civil side of law somewhat boring. If you go into the criminal side, there's only two real issues in the criminal side. Are you going to be on the defense or on the prosecutive side? It takes a certain mindset to be a good defender of people that you know are criminal. I couldn't do that myself, although I have nothing against the people that do. So I looked into the DA's office, U.S. Attorney's office, and found those jobs to be, I don't know, maybe somewhat a little boring. I knew a lot of cops, a lot of the cops that I knew just from growing up with them, from playing softball with them. They suggested looking into federal law enforcement. So I applied with us, with the FBI and a couple other agencies, and just wound up here. So it was kind of lucky, because after now being involved in this for about 16 years, I feel that I fit in better here, just personality-wise. And I find this to be an interesting job with a good group of people, and I'm happy I wound up here as opposed to anywhere else.
That's great. So it sounds like you like what you do.
I do. I enjoy the job. I enjoy the people on the job, which is not to say that it isn't a tough job, because it is. Actually, what we do isn't that hard, but it's hard on the people that work here. The hours are hard and long. You take a lot of transfers on this job. You may be in San Francisco this year, but then two or three years from now, you may wind up somewhere else.
Right.
So it's difficult on your social life, your family life. It's stressful at times. So it's a tough job in that way, but it's not tough like we're not cracking any atoms here.
Right.
But it's difficult in its own way.
And how about your mom? You call up, Mom, I'm going to be a Secret Service agent.
Well, my mom in particular is very supportive of me and would be supportive, I'm sure, in anything I did. I think she initially found it a little bit scary, at least in the early stages of your career where you're out in the streets a little more and you're more apt to get into a difficult situation, although we don't get in the same situations that the real cops do. We're not wearing uniforms. We're not in a one-on-one situation very often where it's very dangerous.
Right.
So we have a lot less threat against us than actual uniformed police officers do.